Welcome to No More Desire. My name's Jake Castleman. I've had personal experience with what it takes to get clean and stay clean of porn. And now I'm helping others just like you break free and step into their new life. Through one-on-one coaching, daily check-ins, and life-changing material, I help others break free of porn and never look back. To discover how you can overcome porn addiction, go to nomoredesire.com. Hey guys, welcome to No More Desire. I'm Jake Castleman. You know, when I was addicted to porn, I often struggled to know how to respond to a relapse. And the amount of shame, fear, anger I felt when I slipped was overwhelming. And I thought that if I relapsed on porn, you know, it meant all of my progress was now down the toilet. I thought, you know, what reason do I have to stop watching porn now? After all, my time is clean as zero. So why not just give in for a while? The addict part of my brain often entertained that impulse, crawling into self-pity and indulging in behaviors that I knew, despite their temporary pleasure, would always eventually lead to the same place, and that's misery. Working with other addicts I sponsor and coach has shown me that I was not the only one who felt this way after I relapsed. And people often tell me after a slip that they feel like giving up. And maybe you're going through that right now. In today's episode, I want to help you. You know, after a full year of sobriety, one addict recently told me after he relapsed, "I'm just having trouble finding my meaning again. I don't know why I should stay sober. I know I want to, but I just don't feel the drive to stay clean like I did before." I could tell him how much I understood those feelings. I had been there many times after relapses, and the will to go on wanes, the momentum you previously experienced dies down. Getting it going again is painful, right? But it can be done. So today, I'm going to teach you multiple points, four keys for how to do that, how to bounce back after a relapse, get back into your recovery. And I'm going to talk to you about what I call your walk through fire statement, which is a powerful exercise that helps you practice faith in your sobriety while forming new neural pathways in your brain so you can stay clean of porn easier. And once you learn how to write this statement, and then you write your own through a free lesson that I'll give you, you will have a new weapon in your arsenal against porn addiction that enables you to stand strong in the face of porn cravings. And that empowers your sobriety in a life-changing way. I attest to that. This is not simply an exercise in writing down motivations, so don't even entertain that for a second. This is a specific, tailored method based in faith and psychological tactics for creating rock-solid motivations that retrain your mind and redefine your recovery. So, when you relapse on porn, you know, it's easy to feel like giving up and giving in. And again, I understand that feeling. It happened to me so many times as an addict. One of the things I came to find out after years of sobriety is that this mentality of giving up was not exclusive to my porn addiction or my porn recovery. I practiced that type of hopeless thinking in multiple areas of my life, and maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you've noticed some of that in yourself, and that's okay. Just shows we have some more to learn in life. It was not until I began changing my mindset from an addiction mindset to a recovery mindset that I started to experience more success staying clean. I'm going to talk to you a bit about that today and what that looks like. So, some reasons we may feel like giving up when we have a slip with porn. There's a lot of them, but but I'm going to talk about four of them today, just to keep things simple enough so you can absorb some things to take action steps in your recovery, especially if you're going through relapse, to be able to know what you can do from here. So the first one is dopamine drain. We'll talk about that. And the second one is questioning our worth. The third is losing meaning in our sobriety. And the fourth is fearing pain of what it's going to take to get sober again. So again, those four are dopamine drain, questioning worth, losing meaning, and fearing pain. Those are the reasons that we have such a hard time bouncing back after a slip or a relapse. And we'll address these four points, including how to find our meaning by writing a walk-through fire statement, as I was talking about before. So, you know, my if you've relapsed on porn, my prayer is that these teachings are going to help you get back on track. So we're going to start with just how to minimize dopamine drain and talk about what that means. What is dopamine drain? And why does it keep us from bouncing back after a relapse? So if you're addicted to porn, you've felt dopamine drain more times than you can count. Let's say you have a session with porn, and for days afterwards, you feel drained, unmotivated, low energy. Maybe you feel anxiety, depression, and you see that that comes as a result of having a session with porn. And there are many reasons why this is. To an extent, it does come as a result of the amount of shame that we feel after engaging in our addiction, in this case, porn. And it is also due in part to what we call dopamine drain. So dopamine, if you don't know what the chemical is, it's the pleasure and meaning neurotransmitter. In other words, it is a brain chemical that is responsible for helping us feel driven and motivated. When we engage in activities that release a large amount of dopamine in our brain for a little amount of effort, again, activities that release a large amount of dopamine for a little amount of effort, we can experience dopamine drain. And this could include activities that are a large amount of dopamine for a little amount of effort. That would be activities like eating junk food, watching violent television. Okay, I know that sounds funny, but I'm serious. Violent television, sexual TV shows, movies. Okay, that's going to spike a lot of dopamine in your brain. Binging hours of video games. I'm okay to play video games on occasion for fun with a few friends. There's nothing wrong with that, doing that for, you know, maybe an hour or something like that. But when you're binging, when you're playing for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, you will experience dopamine drain. Watching porn, of course, leads to dopamine drain. Or having a one-night stand, I would definitely argue, leads to dopamine drain. The difference between having a one-night stand versus having sex with your wife, say, or someone you're in a committed relationship with whom you are in love with, and you've developed that relationship, is there's context to that. You've put effort and you put sacrifice in. It's not just simply a one and done and then you disappear. There's not much effort in that. It's a high reward, quote unquote, a high pleasure release of the pleasure chemical in your brain with very low effort on your part in contributing to that pleasure. So really, in so many ways, it's about doing things in our lives that are full, they're fulfilling, rather than are just base pleasures. So dopamine becomes drained when we are consistently doing things that are highly pleasurable but not fulfilling. And dopamine helps drive us to accomplish tasks, form relationships, pursue goals, right? That's what it's for. But it does also help us feel a healthy level of pleasure when we eat food or we're entertained. But when we do too much of that, too much of these base pleasures, the neural receptors in our brains can become drained, leaving little dopamine left over for more fulfilling activities and feeling motivated to do more fulfilling things. And I would also say from my personal experience in watching others that we build a habit of engaging in things that are highly pleasurable and require little effort. Or we build a habit of engaging in things that require higher effort and are highly pleasurable to an extent. And so that effort to pleasure ratio is important for us to keep in mind as we live our daily life, that we're not spending so much time scrolling social media, eating junk food, playing video games, watching television. If we're doing all of those things frequently for hours a day, we will be very susceptible to porn addiction. The more we engage in highly pleasurable activities, the more we crave them. And the key with dopamine is to spend more time doing things that fulfill and challenge us and less time doing things that are simply pleasurable. If we do that, we will be less susceptible to seeking out porn. And again, you can learn more about that in my free ebook, The Recovery Core Guidebook. I talk a lot more about this in the section on base pleasures versus peace and meaning. So go to nomoredesire.com to download that free ebook. Again, it's completely free. And it's really everything that I've studied and experienced and worked with others on over the last 10 years. It's all in that guidebook. It's all a summary of those things. And if you like what you experience, check out my coaching program. I'd love to work with you. So now let's go ahead and talk about the second key. The first key was dopamine drain. The second key is questioning our worth. So the solution to that, we question our worth when we relapse, right? The solution to that is to learn to let go of shame and to know our worth. So shame is at the core of addiction. When we engage in our addiction, we almost always feel shame as a result. And what is shame, if you don't know? Shame is the belief, I'm not good enough, put simply. Or also put simply, it's the belief, I'm not worthy of love, to whatever extent we might believe that. It's all about questioning our worth as a human being. Everyone feels shame, but not everyone recognizes or admits it. It is a common human weakness. Everyone feels shame in their lives at some point, and most of us feel it on a daily basis. We addicts just so happen to have a more obvious behavior that demonstrates our feelings of shame. When I say we addicts, that could be when we're addicted to anything. Food, codependence, drugs, alcohol, television, video games. Really, you name it, we can get addicted to it. The unfortunate truth about addiction, though, is that when we were drawn to it in the first place, it was because of shame. That's why we went to addiction in the first place, was because of the shame we were feeling in our daily lives, whether we recognized it or not. And we sought out addiction as a way to cope with our mental and emotional pain. Before we developed our addiction, you know, we may have felt alone, misunderstood, insecure, anxious, inadequate. Maybe some of those are feelings you can relate to. And again, I've said this on other episodes. I still feel those things in my life. Just because I'm sober and have been for several years doesn't mean I don't feel those things. It just means they're better. It also means I know how to manage them better now. So it's no mistake, I will say, to go off on a bit of a tangent here, it's no mistake that many porn addicts are Christian. Okay, and Christians often struggle with having a healthy sense of self-worth. And that's, unfortunately, in many ways, a result of our beliefs. You know, because of our beliefs, not the beliefs inherently, the principles behind those beliefs, but because of our interpretations of Christian teachings, We may be perfectionistic, self-critical, judgmental, and these feelings make us susceptible to addiction. Then when we engage in that addiction, we feel more shame as a result of engaging in it. So it's a really destructive cycle, right? And if you're, again, if you're caught up in addiction, you may recognize what I'm talking about. In addition, many of us Christians have, unfortunately, an implicit belief that sex is a sinful thing we should be ashamed of, no matter the context. This belief runs deep in our minds due to often unintentional messages from well-meaning ecclesiastical leaders and misinterpreted Holy Scripture. The Christian faith is not inherently a shame-oriented faith by any means. I believe Christ's message was the opposite of that. But unfortunately, our egos and Satan and his demons will turn anything they can into a tool for our spiritual and mental destruction, whatever it is. Okay, honestly, I used to be addicted to nutrition and exercise, something that you'd think was really positive. I felt a ton of shame and fear about my physical fitness and making sure I did everything exactly right. Satan will use anything he can, and our egos or the natural man, the addict brain, will turn anything destructive that they can. And so that's why we need to learn how to undo that, or how to approach things in a healthy, balanced way, and how to cut behaviors out of our lives that just really aren't serving us. So when you relapse with porn, remember that your worth as a human being, as a child of a loving Heavenly Father, can never be diminished by any choice that you make. Okay, questioning our worth is what leads to addiction. And then when we engage in addiction, we further question that worth. And it can be hard to feel sometimes that God still loves us. But remember that Christ performed the atonement for you simply because He loves you, not because He thought you would live perfectly. That was never the goal, nor is it the purpose of this earth life. And Christ died for your sins to empower you to change. Sin means to miss the mark. We turn it into a lot of different really, really shameful meanings. And when we hear the word sin, we feel afraid. But its original meaning is simply to miss the mark. And this life is an opportunity to miss that mark as many times as we need in order to learn. And the atonement was infinite, meaning it will cover as many opportunities for learning as are necessary for you and I. So when you sin, when you miss the mark, remember it's not a condemnation. Christ looked at the adulterer in the eye right after she was caught in the act of adultery and said, "I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more." Sin is a learning opportunity. It shows you what you still have yet to change, what you have yet to surrender to your Father in heaven. And Christ can change you, but not if you are caught up in self-loathing. If you're caught up in self-loathing, you're stagnant, you're stuck. And you can only digress from there. If you feel shame, and you feel negative and horrible about yourself as a human being because of the choice that you made, that will draw you back to that choice. It's only when you're able to focus on what you do want and aim towards that, rather than focusing on what you don't want, even if you focus on it negatively, that's when you can actually change. Got to focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. Whether putting negative or positive energy into something, you're focusing on that thing. Shame holds down. Forgiveness releases. If you want to overcome your addiction, you must give up punishing yourself for your sins. Christ already paid that price. So accept that you are worthy of God's love. and you will act in accordance with that acceptance. And again, I know it can be hard to remember that and really hard to feel sometimes. But when you know that you're worthy of God's love, you will act in accordance with that. Our egos, the natural man, the addict brain, always loves to tell us we need to earn our worth. And it tells us if we don't fear sin, if we don't feel ashamed of sin, then we won't change. And I'm here to tell you that exactly the opposite is true. And that doesn't mean you don't own and stay accountable for your sins or for the things that you do that hurt others or yourself. You need to hold yourself accountable and look at them directly and not deny the reality of what you did, but then to not get caught up in the shame of it, but instead to say, okay, I'm learning here, God. Help me to change. What do you want me to do instead? It's a learning opportunity. That's what this life is for. We're here to learn. You will seek to be better because you know that you are good inside. When you feel this, when you know you're worthy of God's love, you'll seek to do better because you know you are good because God made you that way. And attempting to earn your worth through right actions will never satisfy your mind's hunger for self-worth because you cannot earn what is already there. It's always been there. So again, first two keys are to minimize our dopamine drain and to know our worth and to learn to let go of shame. And that's a new habit, right? We get into shame habits. I have another episode on that. We get into the habit of feeling shame and reacting to situations with shame and going into a self-centered space. We need to build a new habit by being aware that that's our tendency and instead going to focus on other people and helping them and loving them and focus on, okay, what can I do to change from here? How can I get better? So the third key is to discover your rock solid meaning for getting sober. Because remember, we lose our meaning, right? When we relapse, we forget why we got sober. And so we really need to have a rock solid foundation as to why it is that we stay sober. So when I was addicted to porn, I tried to motivate myself to stay sober. I wrote down my motivations. I read them every day. I tried to think about them when I would feel cravings. Unfortunately, though, in the face of lust and desire, my motivations fell by the wayside often. And I believed that this made me a bad person. I thought somehow I just didn't care about doing the right thing, despite my best intentions. It seemed like no matter how much I focused on my motivations, they simply didn't mean anything to me when it came down to feeling cravings and being in that moment, that difficult moment. My motivations just kind of disappeared. And the thing that I didn't realize was that my motivations simply weren't effective. Motivations for staying clean of pornography need to really hit home for you personally and deeply if you want to quit. There are several guidelines we've got to follow, I believe, if we want our motivations to empower our recovery long term. And it took me years to develop a method to write motivations in a way that actually helped me quit porn. And it's called the Walk Through Fire Statement. And so I want to share that with you. In the description of this episode, you'll find the link to download that free lesson, Write Your Walk Through Fire Statement. So you'll see that in the description. Go ahead and click that, stick your email in, and I'll shoot the free lesson over to you. So that's key number three, is to have a rock solid meaning for getting sober. Key number four, our last key, is to live sober just for today. Because remember, we fear the pain of the future when we relapse. If I relapse with porn, I start to think thoughts, oh man, what is it going to take for me to get over this? How much am I going to have to go through? And that is scary to think about going through that for days, weeks, months. But we have to live sober just for today. It's easy to get stuck in fear when we've relapsed and are trying to quit porn all over again, or at least it feels that way. It feels like starting all over again. And I often faced trepidation after I had a slip years ago, thinking of all the days I would now need to endure cravings for pornography that were stronger than ever, right? Because once you watch it again, some old habits, they get revamped, and that's hard. But the thing I didn't realize that I think is hard for many of us addicts, again, is to remember that recovery is not lived in the future. Getting clean is not about all of the days you are going to abstain from your unwanted behavior. It's not about a commitment to never do this again. It's not about ensuring you will never have a slip with porn for the rest of your life. It's just about staying sober for today. And that's it. It's about making a commitment to do something for the rest of your life. Making that commitment to do something for the rest of your life can feel intimidating, right? Making a commitment to do that thing just for one day, though, on the other hand, can feel empowering. And honestly, what could you not do for just one day? How many things are hard that you can't endure for just 24 hours? When you relapse with porn, acknowledge your mind's complaints. Okay, you do that first. Don't pretend like they aren't there. Acknowledge your mind's complaints and fears about the future and hear it scream and whine that living clean of porn for a lifetime is simply too much. Then, once you've acknowledged that, accept that you are not living in the future, nor will you ever be living in the future. You're here in this present moment. And that's all recovery and life ever is. It's only ever lived right now. We feel so much trepidation and nervousness about what's going to happen in the future, but yet we're never in the future. The crazy thing about our brains and about all the worries of the natural man, right? Sobriety is never certain. Okay, I want you to really listen to this because this took me a long time to grasp this. Sobriety is never certain. It's never certain. It never will be. Okay, anything could happen. Even 8 years after quitting porn, I still need to accept that every single day. My sobriety is not a certain thing. And that sounds strange, right? Wouldn't you want to commit fully to being sober forever for the rest of your life and ensure that happens? I'm here to tell you that I don't know that I will never go back to porn again. But that's the point. I cannot live with a mindset of certainty and control, because certainty and control are the attitudes that fueled the stress that led to my addiction in the first place. Again, certainty and control, seeking for those things is what leads to the stress that leads to addiction. And that's why the fundamental teaching within my program, and you can see this in my ebook if you go to nomoredesire.com and download it, fundamental teaching of my program is that resistance is at the core of addiction. In other words, the desire to control. Because we want to control the outcomes in life. We want to not feel pain, not feel discomfort. We don't want to do the thing that might be better to do if it's inconvenient or feels too hard to us. We don't want to experience the present moment if it's not quite what we want it to be. You know, we crave things to be different than they are, and we resist God's help in our lives. And I'm not saying that's intentional. I'm just saying that we do. And I still deal with that in my life, and I'm working on it every day. Whereas acceptance is at the core of recovery. when we accept what we're going through right now, we accept what we're experiencing, the pain, the discomfort, we accept the thing that we've got to do in order to stay sober, exactly what we have to do today in order to remain sober, whether that's taking it easy or it's engaging in studying scripture or praying for an hour, or it's going out and spending time with friends or family when we don't feel like it, or it's opening ourselves up to God's love and to God's help, even though we don't feel worthy of it. It's telling God, hey, I don't feel worthy right now, but I really want to open up myself to your love and your help. And it's about doing that with those around us too. It's about being honest about our flaws and our weaknesses, accepting them rather than resisting and denying them. Again, I don't know that I will never go back to porn again. That's the point. I cannot live with a mindset of certainty and control because those are the things that lead to addiction. To stay sober, I must live one day at a time. I must believe that God will provide for me just for today and accept his help in all that I do, all that I say, all that I think. And I'm not going to be perfect at it, and I need to accept that too. And this, as best I know it, is the way to long-lasting sobriety. So, if you've relapsed with porn, I hope the points that we've talked about today help. And to take these teachings to the next level, I recommend you write a walkthrough fire statement. Go to the description in this episode, click that link, I'll shoot it to your email. And this statement that you write, again, it's a powerful writing exercise that helps you practice faith in your sobriety while forming new neural pathways in your brain so you can quit porn easier. And once you write this statement, you will have a new weapon in your arsenal against porn addiction that enables you to stand strong in the face of cravings. This is not simply an exercise in writing down motivations. This is a specific tailored method based in faith and psychology. And this free lesson will help you write rock-solid motivations that retrain your mind and enable you to bounce back quickly from a relapse with porn. So again, to get started with that, go to the description, click that link for the free lesson, and I'll send it to your email. So I don't want to sound like a broken record here. I ask this on every episode, but if you've enjoyed these teachings, if they've been good for you, please rate this podcast, follow me. It helps me reach more people with these messages and help more people to get sober and stay sober. I hope this has helped. Much love to you, my friend, and God bless. Everything expressed on the No More Desire podcast are the opinions of the host and participants and is for informational and educational purposes only. This podcast should not be considered mental health therapy or as a substitute thereof. It is strongly recommended that you seek out the clinical guidance of a qualified mental health professional. If you're experiencing thoughts of suicide, self-harm, or a desire to harm others, please dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.